God tests Abraham. Sometime later, God tests Abraham by saying, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Abraham took Isaac and two servants, along with wood that had been cut for the burnt offering, and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, he saw the place at a distance and told his servants to stay with the donkey while he and the boy went to worship. Abraham put the wood on his son Isaac, and he carried the fire and the knife. On the way, Isaac asked, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up and saw a ram, caught by its horns, in a thicket. He took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time, and reaffirmed the promise he made to Abraham, and told him that he would bless him and make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Because Abraham did not withhold his only son, God said, "Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." It could be found in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 18.